Sometimes in life, God gives you a dream. Most of the time, it remains only as a dream, but every once in a while, a dream will capture your heart, will consume your thoughts, will compel you to action. However, others around you can jeopardize God's dream in your life. If they're not motivated, if they're not moved into action along with you, the dream will remain just that, a dream. But by the grace of God, and the clear call in the hearts of a few, your dream can become a reality. It's so important for us to be part of a community. And communities are not perfect, but they're real. When we're in a community, we can share with one another small victories. We can be deeply involved in each other's lives. We have shared problems. We have marriage issues, childbirth, family loss, physical ailments, teenage years, job loss, all sorts of things that can be brought to a community of people. Communities are not perfect, but they are real, and we need one another, and we need to share our life together. Doing life together is God's plan from the beginning of time. From the relationship of Father and Son and Holy Spirit in the Trinity to the 12 apostles, to the early house churches, even Jesus' final words in the Great Commission are to share our life together and to go throughout the world and making disciples. I would like to encourage you to connect with God's family, with the fellowship, with the community of believers. The foundation for spiritual growth is an intimate connection with God and with His family. The question is the selection of family that will help you to know the members of a small group, of a small community, so that you'll begin to feel a sense of belonging. Large churches can also have these small groups and the sense of community. Some people will prefer to be in a setting of a small church. But I would like to tell you that growing to be like Christ requires discipleship. Either you go to a big church or to a small church, the exciting thing of being a Christian, it's the possibility of sharing not only the victories and trials we have in life, but sharing God's word. The focus of getting together is to know how to apply the truth of God's word into our lives. We often have also exercises to enable us to talk about the truth and to develop our relationship with God in a very practical way. Our life was meant so we can share the good things we receive from God. A Christian life can be scary, especially if you're in a very controlling environment, if you're part of a religion. Our relationship with God should be way above a religious experience. We understand that God calls each and every one of us people that don't know Him. So as we get together and as we surrender to Him, as we share with our little community our victories, also our shortcomings, we can have a true relationship and have a circle of influence, a circle of friends that will help us to find our purpose. We get together in a community, we'll share each other's burdens, we'll have compassion for one another, and we'll help those in times of trouble and tribulation. May God bless you, and pray that God will lead you to the right community, to the right fellowship of believers.